96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Yes, we know you like to look good from head to toe. You want to be thebomb.com, don't you? But looking good isn't always cheap. And for shopaholics, it can break the bank. From casual to business to gala gorgeous, how can you shop on the cheap? Well, my guests have some tips to share that with you, and hopefully you won't leave with buyer's remorse. Deborah Owens is the wealth coach and author of A Purse of Your Own, An Easy Guide to Financial Security. And Darlene Jackson is WHUR's own promotions director and frugal shopper. She's going to share her shopping secrets. Now, if you have a few shopping secrets of your own that you would like to share, no commercials, but give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly, you can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Deb and Darlene.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hello.
All right. Well, are you ready to heat up those credit cards? I know Deb would say, don't do that, right? Let's talk about frugal shopper. How do you define a frugal shopper, Darlene? Because you're a big frugal shopper. I mean, you know.
Well, for me, it's finding good quality merchandise, garments, shoes, a suit at a great price.
Mm-hmm. But what's a great price? Because, you know, if a man is a fly on the wall when the ladies are sitting around talking, you know, he'll probably hear something like, girl, you know how much I pay for these red bottoms? Ooh, child, you know. And there's some bragging rights there when you're talking about people who like to show off just a little bit. But can you show off on the cheap?
Well, I believe you can, Harold. You know, one of the things I like to tell people is wealth is quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't see wealth when it comes in the room. It's not screaming red bottoms and Louis Vuitton. And so the reason I wrote A Purse of Your Own really was because it's like the counterfeit purse, right? So you look great, but you have nothing in that purse of value. And so what we're talking about tonight is really you can still look good. You just don't have to break the bank doing it. And so I don't believe in buying anything full price, because one of the lessons I learned very early on when I was in retail was some of the clothing is marked up 300%, 400%, 500%,
mm-hmm.
meaning that you're basically paying five times more than what it costs the retailer to buy it. And so what you have to really do, specifically at this time of year, because there's so many promotions going on and they're really designed to create a sense of urgency. So, for example, Black Friday is coming, and mm-hmm. you're going to see all of these different promotions that say, come in between the hours of 8 and 12, and you're going to get this coupon for $50 off. What many people don't realize is that's just a promotional gimmick to get you in the store, because one of the things that they know is once you get that coupon, you're going to spend a lot more than just the amount that you were going to get paid off. So one of the things I want to tell people as they go out and begin their Christmas shopping is to go prepared. Have a list. You know, Santa really did have it right,
mm-hmm.
you know. Take a list, check it twice, and make sure that you're buying things that you really have already researched and that they are of value, and that you don't get distracted when you go in there. Because one of the other things retailers do is they bring you in and then they'll have other things around to distract you that oftentimes look like they're a good deal when in fact they aren't necessarily so.
And that brings me to my next point, because, you know, for those of you who have never seen, you know, Darlene Jackson. She's always fly. She looks good every day. On her worst day, she looks absolutely fantastic. Darlene, you look like $1 million every day. But you and I have had we've had those conversations where you know, I'll say, well, where did you get that? And you say, oh, I just picked this thing out. I saw this over the weekend, very modestly. But, you know, what's the big secret? I can't imagine looking at your... Is your closet bigger than the actual house?
Oh, no, but I now have two racks outside of my closet. Only because I really needed to start organizing better and not, like, having, like, your winter clothes in a bin that you have to switch over to the summer clothes. So, no, I just sort of... organize it into within my room.
So, when you go out, what do you look for? I mean, do you have a plan, like Deb says, or do you do other things?
I actually get hunches, but I usually don't go like Black Friday shopping or do that sale shopping. If I'm frugal and I like to get things like at a great buy, so I may not necessarily be looking for it, but if I see it and it's such a great buy, then I'll get it because it's so affordable. So you can get those Christmas gifts or birthday gifts or those special things even for yourself throughout the year because you just happen upon them.
Oh, I see. So you may shop for Christmas in the middle of the summer, for example.
Right.
Okay. But when you're shopping for yourself and when you're talking about shopping for clothes, because again, the reality is that women's clothing is much, much more expensive than men's clothing.
You have got to be kidding me.
Absolutely.
Did you let that come out of your mouth easily?
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me? Men's suits, $1,000, $1,500? Get out of here.
Yeah, but the women's suits can cost ridiculously...
Couple hundred bucks max.
Help me out.
I think men's suits are more than...
Really?
Your suits or women's?
Yeah. Well, I'm not buying custom stuff anymore.
Then you have to buy the tie. I mean, I'm even surprised how much ties are. Ties are expensive.
Yeah, but okay, I paid $7 for this tie.
That's great.
Yeah. So you know. So but here's the other piece too, that when you shop, do you negotiate? And where do you go? What kind of stores do you go?
I don't do consignment shopping.
You don't.
I like thrift stores.
What's the difference?
Consignment shopping, their markup is a little bit more because they are considering, okay, like I can take my stuff to a consignment shop. Mm-hmm. I can say like a $400 coat. If I take a $400 coat there, you're going to want to get at least half of that amount for the coat. But at a thrift store, you can find that same coat if someone just donated it to a thrift store for, you know, $15, $16, $19. But at a consignment shop, it's going to be more because that person's going to want that money back.
Mm-hmm. How does consignment work specifically?
Well, I would take my garment to a consignment shop, and you don't get your money for it until they sell it.
Okay, so you take it, and you have them sell it for you.
You have them sell it for you, and they get a percentage of it.
Okay.
And it's become big business, too. You have, like, there's a website called Threads.
There's, three or four of them now.
Where you... really high-end goods, and mm-hmm. you can get some of the high designer wear. But the only point I want to make, I mean, I would be remorse if I did
remiss.
I would have remorse if I left this show and didn't say this. And it's this. It's that you can go broke buying stuff on sale. So the one thing I want to share with people just because it's a deal doesn't mean you need it. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. And so specifically around this time of year, I think people have a lot of pressure mm-hmm. To buy, to give gifts. And so I think it's important that people have a strategy. If you have a big family, go back to the picking names. It doesn't make sense to try to buy something for everybody. Then pick names. Take the pressure off of yourself. There's another game that people play that's really fun, and it's called the Yankee Clipper, where everybody brings a $10 gift, you know, if you're going to have everybody over to the house. It's Yankee Swap. And you buy a gift of no more than $10 or $20. You name what it's going to be, and then everybody gets to swap. Goes around, and if they want a specific gift, you have to give it to them until everybody swaps.
Well, hold on. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about bargain shopping and how to do it without going broke, not only with your mindset, But also, when you do decide to go into the store, again, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Darlene, go right ahead.
It's like this, Harold. Okay, it has to be reasonable. The same $100 that you don't have to spend in Neiman Marcus for one shirt might be the same $100 that you don't have because you see a Louis Vuitton purse at a thrift store for $100. So I may not buy that Louis Vuitton purse at a thrift store for $100, even if it costs, if it's a $500 purse, mm-hmm. for $100, because you don't have that $100 in the first place. However, if you see that Louis Vuitton purse in a thrift store valued at $400 for $29.99, then it becomes affordable. It becomes a great deal to get. I recently got a Ferragamo purse. I wasn't even expecting to see this at a thrift store. $29, $1,600 Ferragamo purse I got.
Whoa. Oh, my.
Let me go to the phone lines. Again, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Lynette calling from Markham Hill. Lynette, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hey.
I wanted to kind of chime in on the ladies talking about consignment shops and thrift shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say, one of the ladies mentioned how she doesn't buy anything full price.
Right.
And I'm the same way. I am definitely a bargain shopper. I don't care what it's for. I'm not paying full price for it. And, you know, if you do a little investigating, she mentioned Threads. One of my favorite shops is Vintage and Charmed. It's just a vintage shop in the area that sells the Louis Vuittons and all of that stuff, but definitely at a very, very small price. So you can still look good and fabulous,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you shop vintage, especially the small shops. Shop vintage, shop small, and you can look just as good as that lady who hits Nordstrom's every weekend.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, Lynette, thank you so much. I appreciate that. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Looking for bargain shoppers out there, what's your strategy? Want to definitely hear from you. How are you keeping from breaking the bank and still looking good? Now, here's the thing. When you go into the stores, do you negotiate? I mean, even whether you do thrift shopping, whether you do, if you decide to do consignment, can you negotiate? Can you barter?
I think for a consignment shop, you can probably barter a little bit. You can probably barter like at a flea market or like one-on-one. But if you go into like a thrift store,
mm-hmm.
there's no bartering there. Because most of the time, a lot of the times they go by a color ticket. It can be purple, green, pink, blue, and certain days the ticket is 50% off. So you just either hope that the things that are in your basket are for that 50% off day. Like a Sunday is usually 50% off. Mondays are definitely 50% off on most thrift stores. But they have a whole colored ticket code thing, so you're going to get that chance to have, you know, an even additional discount.
Well, look, we've got to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to have more of this discussion. So if you're on the line, Lisa, and I believe that's Anise, please do not hang up. We will take your phone call. You will be able to hear the program, and lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Men's suits more than women's suits. I don't believe it. We're going to talk about that piece, too. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More of this conversation in just 15 seconds.